Naad is undifferentiated sound. What renders it meaningful is its ability to be organized in terms of the saptak, the ladder of the seven swars, or tonal registers. Swar means that which shines of itself, or self-effulgent. There are various reasons why we use the phrase tonal register in translation of swar rather than the more common word note. Be careful. A note is different from tone. A note is a musical tone of definite pitch. It is therefore fixed forever. The word tone, on the other hand, implies something that is more fluid, more elusive. The dictionary defines tone as musical or vocal sound, specially with reference to its pitch, quality, and strength. We can see, then, how tone might be the closest word for that extraordinary, living, breathing quality embodied by swar. Our music speaks of the saptak, seven swars, rather than an octave of eight notes. The seven swars of the saptak are called sharj, rishab, gandhar, madhyam, pancham, dhaivat, and nishad. Or sa, re, ga, ma, pa, dha, ni.
Sa, re, ga, ma, pa, dha, ni.
Nishad, ni, is followed by sharj, or sa, of the upper register. Upper sharj ends the first saptak and is simultaneously the beginning of a new saptak. Speaking of this unit as a saptak rather than an octave indicates an open-endedness, a self-renewing quality. The saptak, as its name suggests, comprises seven swars. Listen again carefully to the saptak and you will realize that there is a space, a musical interval between one swar and the next.
Sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa sa ni dha pa ma ga re sa.
It is possible, therefore, to introduce yet another musical pitch between each adjacent pair of swars. The saptak thus expands to give us 12 swars. Four of the original swars of the saptak, re, ga, dha, ni, can be flattened, and one, ma, can be sharpened to give us 5 new intermediate swars. The flattened swars are called komal swars, and the sharpened swar is known as tivra. These 5 intervening swars are called vikrit swars, as against the 7 original shuddh swars. The scale proceeds now thus. Sa, komal re, re, komal ga, ga, ma, tivra ma, pa, komal dha, dha, komal ni, ni.
Sa, re, re, ga, ga, ma, ma, pa, dha, dha.
In practice, however, each of these vikrit swars is very finely repositioned, depending on the rag that is being played. These fine positionings are the shrutis, the microtones. These are the appreciable sounds between one swar and another. The shrutis are the distinctions of a hair's breadth in sound between the swars, almost imperceptible to the untrained ear. From one end of the saptak to the other, there are 22 shrutis. It is considered that in rag Darbari Kanara, the swar Komal Gandhar appears somewhat lower than usual. Moreover, it is heard aandolit, that is, it sways its way into the rag's territory. Listen to the placement and the enunciation of Komal Gandhar, which is typical of this swar in this particular rag.
Sa re ga ma pa da ni za sa dha ni ba ma pa ga ma re za ni sa re da da ni ba sa ni sa re ga ga ma re za ma pa ni ga ma re za ni sa re ga re da re sa.
Here now is an example of rag Darbari Kanara and its Ati Komal Andolit Komal Gandhar, sung here by Pandit Jasraj.
Mana chaye sona chaye aapko
Similarly, in Rag Multani, the Swar Komal Rishab is positioned very close to the Sharj. Moreover, its enunciation is very specific. It appears only in the Avroh or descending scale and then like a new shoot that grows out of the Sharj. Listen now to a rendering of Rag Multani by Rajan and Sajan Mishra. You will recognize the characteristic sounding of the swar Komal Rishab in this rag. Thank you. Today, our music is based on rags. It is through rag vidya, the knowledge and exposition of the different rags, that music can be expressed. But our music is even older than the rag. The earliest music might be the Rig Vedic chants. These were very simple, using just three swars. Natya Shastra is one of the oldest and most important texts pertaining to the performing arts. Though it does not mention rag, we see from Natya Shastra that the music was based on the principle of murchana, that is, the shifting of the tonic or sharj to create different scales. These different scales later matured into rags. One of the texts says, "Rag is that which colors the hearts and minds of men." Along with this poetic, evocative description, the texts also tackle the technical principles of rag. One of these that clearly sets forth the concept of rag is Matang's Brihadeshi. Matang says that a rag must have at least five swars each in both ascending and descending scales. These scales are called Aroh and Avaroh respectively. Today, one of the ways we classify rags is according to the number of swars in the Aroh and Avaroh. Scales using five swars are called Avarav, those using six are Shalav, and those using all seven are Sampurna. Thus, a rag like Bhupali, which employs five swars in the Aroh and five in the Avaroh, is called Aurav, Aurav Rag.
Sa re ga pa dha sa sa dha pa ga re sa.
A rag like Kedar, which has six swars in the Aroh and all seven in the Avaroh, is called Shadav Sampurna.
Sa ma ga pa ma pa dha ni sa sa ni dha pa ma pa.
And a rag like Ahir Bhairav would be considered a Sampurna raga, using all seven swars in both Aroh and Avaroh.
Sa re ga ma pa da ni sa sa.
Today we come across a bewildering number of rags. How then are these innumerable rags classified, organized, and related? A 19th century manuscript, Madanul Mausiqi, which draws on older works, mentions the six Janak rags or parent rags. These are Bhairav, Malkaus, Hindol, Shri, Deepak, and Megh. Listen now to each of these. Bhairav, played on the sitar by Shahid Parvez. Malkaus, rendered on the flute by Hari Prasad Chaurasia. Hindol, here excerpted from Bhimsen Joshi's rendering of Hindol Bahar. Shri, sung here by Shruti Sadolekar. Deepak, a rarely performed rag, here rendered in a special recording by Vinay Bhide.
Deepan ki jyot taran ko chanda deepan ki jyot taran ko chanda bhayo parkas dharani akas do
And finally, Megh, also rendered by Vinay Bhide.
सब रंग पिया तोरी बिनती कर दऊ मोरे मंदर अब आयो सा
Each of these rags has six consorts, the raganis of that rag, and each union is blessed with eight sons, the rag putras. These sons in turn are wedded to other raganis. In this way, an infinite number of rags are identified. Not all the rags mentioned in these old genealogies are heard today. The number of Janak rags, six, is not arrived at arbitrarily. These six Janak rags are allied to six seasons which are spread over the year of 12 months. If certain seasons are appropriate to certain rags, rags are further classified according to appropriate months within these seasons, days within these months, and finally even time of the day and night. In the Hindustani tradition, the seasonal and the diurnal aspect is considered very important, as we shall see later in this series. A system of classification that is commonly used today is Bhatkhande's Thaat system. Vishnu Narayan Bhatkhande, who lived at the turn of this century, identified 10 Thaats according to the swars used by them. These 10 Thaats are named after the most popular rags that use the swar structure of that Thaat. The 10 Thaats identified by Bhatkhande are Bilawal, Khamaj, Kafi, Asavari, Bhairav, Bhairavi, Kalyan, Marwa, Purvi, and Todi. The Saptak can be divided into two Angs or parts. The lower ang is called Purvang. The higher ang of the saptak is called Uttarang. Ang also refers to a part of the rag, a phrase. Rags sharing a similar swar structure or similarities of ang or phrasing would belong to the same thaat. Often the rags of the same thaat sound different because some swars of the parent scale have been omitted, or the movement of the rag is oblique, not in a straight line. It has what is known as a vakar chalan. Now let us hear this in musical illustration. Here is an example of rag Yaman played on the sitar by Shahid Parvez. Yaman is a sampoorna rag and is the most important rag of the Kalyan thaat. Now hear Raag Kedar sung by Padma Talwalkar. This is another rag of the Kalyan thaat, but because of its twisted outline and oblique movement across the scale, it sounds totally different from Yaman.
Yeah.